This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
We have something very special for you today. You are aware, I'm sure, that Rex Allen Jr. became a big country star before he became a big Western star. And his base was Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, that's the home of country music. But his dad, Rex Allen Sr., became a big star in the Midwest and then a huge star on screen in Hollywood in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Well, what we have for you now is an unusual recording. It's by Rex Allen Sr., but it's an air check from the Grand Ole Opry from the early 1950s when Rex Allen Sr. was at the peak of his popularity as a singing cowboy movie star. Here's Grant Turner, the legendary announcer from the Grand Ole Opry, to introduce Rex Allen Sr.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring that hard-riding, soft-singing cowboy, Rex Allen.
There's gonna be a hoedown, a real old-fashioned hoedown, down at the foot of the mountain. We're gonna do some singing and lots of fancy swinging down at the foot of the mountain. Grab your partner Charlie and come on to the ball. I'm bringing sis and brother and even Ma and Pa. Oh, everybody's happy, including old Grandpappy, down at the foot of the mountain.
Take it, Tommy.
You really get the chances to do the old time dances down at the foot of the mountain. There's plenty of watermelon, sweet cider by the gallon, down at the foot of the mountain. Neighbors will be coming in from miles and miles around. They got the best earned orchestra there is in any town. We'll dance from dusk to dawning and go home in the morning down at the foot of the mountain.
Thank you, folks, and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of his Grand Ole Opry.
And a great big howdy to you, Rex Allen, from all of us here on the Opry.
A very rare recording of Rex Allen from Nashville, Tennessee, on the Grand Ole Opry. Now here's a friend of Rex Allen's, a friend of ours, too. And we're mighty happy he is. He just won a tremendous award from the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. His name is Rusty Richards. Here's a song he wrote. It's one of my favorites, called The Fence Rider.
Early in the morning, just before sunrise, I drink a pot of coffee and I kick out the fire. Then I catch up my good horse, swing up in the saddle, ride up the mountain. Checking that wire, check all the water tanks, check on the windmills, tighten up the clinches on the rattling shoe. I keep a lookout for anaphylaxis, treat a little pink eye, rain up in the shade, dip up a little chew, cause I'm a riding rope and ranching guy, the cowboy. I'm a
tied to the rope or the medicine kit. And no other kind of life would suit me now, oh, I'm a hackamore man who never take the bid. Late in the evening, just before sundown, I pull off my saddle, then I rub down my horse. We got a long day tomorrow, finishing the circle, then we're gonna start on another one, of course. Gonna check all the water tanks, check all the windmills, tighten up the clinches on the rattling shoe. Keep a lookout for anaplasms, treat a little pink eye, rain up in the shade, dip up a little chew. 'Cause I'm a riding, roping, ranching kind of cowboy. I'm at home with a fence to the rope or a medicine kit. And no other kind of life would suit me now, oh. I'm a hackamore man who never takes the bit. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay.
Rusty Richards with The Fence Rider. That was recorded in the early 1980s, just around the time when Rusty retired from the Sons of the Pioneers. Years before, actually long before Rusty joined the Pioneers had a radio show. This was back in the 1940s, and it featured a young lady named Martha Mears. We've got a song Martha Mears recorded for that show with the Sons of the Pioneers. And you'll hear the Pioneers in the background, especially the voices of Bob Nolan and Ken Carson, as they sing Riding for the Rancho Tonight.
He's riding for the rancho tonight. He's riding, and my heaven's inside.
Si, my señorita, soon his arms will hold you tight.
Riding for the rancho tonight.
Si, si, my señorita, soon his arms will hold you tight.
Listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a pool. Each star is a pool of water, cool water. But with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. You listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. Show us where there's water, cool, clear water, cool, clear water, cool, clear water.
Thank you. dreaming alone in the moonlight when night falls on the prairie. Coyotes from afar see a fallen star, night on the prairie, singing alone in the moonlight, the sage of silver shadows. While I'm humming low in my campfire glow, dreaming of you. Just Trigger and me, riding all day,
riding a trail to nowhere.
Ever alone, never a home,
and when the long, long day is done, I'm dreaming
alone in the moonlight, when night falls on the prairie.
But my thoughts will stray ever far away, dreaming of you.
A solas llevoy, no sé qué hacer,
sin rumbo voy, que importa.
Solo estoy, sin mi querer, and when the long, long day, when night falls on the prairie, but my thoughts will stray ever far away, dreaming of you.
Just in case you didn't guess it from that reference to Trigger, that, of course, was Roy Rogers, with a couple of his co-stars from one of his movies. That's a soundtrack recording. And I think it's really unfortunate that Roy did not record that song commercially. I think that one's a beauty. Hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you enjoyed the one that was just before that. That was by a fellow who was a fan of Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. And he was a good friend of mine. His name was Bobby Boatwright. He was a great fiddler. Worked for a long time with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and recorded several Western Swing albums of his own. Here we heard him play There's an Old Watermill by a Waterfall. And just before Bobby, we heard from the Ames Brothers, singing the Bob Nolan classic, Cool Water. Well, we just heard Bobby Boatwright play some more or less contemporary Western Swing, but now we're going to go way back and listen to a little vintage Western Swing. This one's by Bill Boyd and the Cowboy Ramblers. I didn't plan to play it, but as I was going through material yesterday just to see what might sound good on today's show, I woke up this morning and the melody to this song was running through my mind. You know how that happens? You know, you, without thinking about it, your mind hears a melody playing and it's hard to get rid of. Well, when that happens to me, I figure, well, now there must be something there that will appeal to other people as well. So I decided to include this one in today's show. It's called I'm Jealous of the Twinkle in Your Eye. Here's Bill Boyd and the Cowboy Ramblers.
You dancing, stealing kisses on the sly. I'm jealous of the way you smile and the twinkle in your eye. Why must to be so distant. Darling, when you know that I can't resist the way you kiss and the twinkle in your eye. You're my every dream of life, love that is true to divine. And I know without you, dear, the stars would never shine. I don't mind you dancing, stealing kisses on the sly. I'm jealous of the way you smile and the twinkle in your eye.
From the 9th of April, 1938, we heard Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers featuring a vocal by Curly Perrin, and I'm Jealous of the Twinkle in Your Eye. Hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. Now here's another relatively new song. Well, it's an old song, done up in recent decades by the Hays County Gals. It's one Ray Whitley sang in a film that I believe starred George O'Brien. It's called On the Painted Desert.
Journey in, where nature paints a picture with each puff of wind. Let me ride my faithful pony down the trail, listening to the coyotes wail. On the painted desert, let me live and die, where the golden hues reflect against the sky. Setting out across the great divide, on the painted desert, let me ride. Trail, I'll find an old
While I'm smoking my last cigarette, sing that cowboy song I never will forget. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm smoking my last cigarette. The sagebrush, when evening is near, comes that melody a cowboy holds so dear. Yippee-ki-yay. My last cigarette. Come on, old paint, this time we're traveling alone. Gonna meet her where the good green pastures are from a campfire comes that cowboy serenade. Yippee-ki-yay, the sun's almost set, and I'm smoking my last cigarette. Yippee-ki-yay, 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 yippee-ki-yay.
Rare recording of Smokin' My Last Cigarette, also called The Cowboy's Serenade, by Gordon McRae. You may remember him from the silver screen. He had a really fine voice. Although he's not usually considered a singing cowboy, he did play some important roles in westerns during his career. We found that one courtesy of a friend of ours who listens to the show. He thought you might enjoy it too, and I hope you did. And just before Gordon McRae, we heard from Jill Jones. And I mistakenly introduced her song as by the Hays County Gals. It was a group comprised of a couple of the original Hays County Gals with some friends. And they did a song that Ray Whitley did in one of the George O'Brien films back in the late 1930s, On the Painted Desert. And I was down in the Blue Ridge Mountains not too long ago, and I heard a young lady singing for folks who were visiting the Blue Ridge Mountains, and she sang some Western songs. So I brought one of those songs back for you to hear. Her name is Rebecca Bryant, and she's going to do the cattle call. And then we'll pick up the tempo just a little bit.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are jingling, a cowboy is singing, this lonesome cattle call. Singing his cattle call. He rides in the sun till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Ooh-hoo-hoo-dee-dee, singing his cattle call. For hours he'll ride on the range far and wide when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather. He sings his cattle call. Ooh-hoo-hoo-dee-dee, singing his cattle call. He's brown as a berry from riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call. He rides in the sun till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Ooh-hoo-hoo-dee-dee, singing his cattle call.
Singing cowgirl Rebecca Bryant from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, and the cattle call. And not long ago, I was reminded that Doc Denning did a record, actually did more than one, but he was featured on a recording by Riding High, John and Sharon Lamont from California. Now, the song I was reminded about was titled Desert Pete. Doc does the voice of the old timer on this recording, and we all thought you might enjoy it. Here's Doc Denning with Riding High and Desert Pete.
We stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. Well, I was traveling west to Buckskin on my way to a cattle run across this little cactus desert under a hard bargaining sun. I was thirsty down to my toenails, and I stopped to rest me on a stump. But I tell you, I just couldn't believe it when I looked up and saw that pump. Well, I took it to be a mirage at first. You know, it'll fool a thirsty man. And then I saw this note stuck in a baking powder can.
This pump is old, but she works. So give her a try. I got a new sucker washer in her, and you might find that letter dry.
You've got to prime.
You
got to
prime that pump. You must have faith and believe. You
got to
give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive.
Drink all the water,
drink all the water you can hold. Wash your face and cool your feet.
But leave
that bottle full for others.
Thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
So you'll have to prime that pump. Work a handle like there's a fire. Under that rock you'll find some water. It's in a vinegar jar. Now there's just enough to prime it, so don't you go drinking first. Just pour it in the pump and pump like mad, and buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to
prime that pump.
You must have faith and believe. You've got to
give it yourself, for you're worthy to receive.
Drink all the water
you can hold. Wash your face. Cool your feet. But leave the bottle full for others. And thank you kindly.
Desert Pete. Well, I found the jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, because that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on.
Have faith, my friend. There's water down below. You really got to give to get. I'm the one that ought to know.
So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard the beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing up out of that hole in the ground. Then I took off my boots and I drank my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. Then I thanked the Lord, and I thanked that pump, and I thanked old Desert Pete. You've got to prime.
Gotta prime that pump.
You must have faith.
Gotta have faith and believe.
You've got to give up.
Gotta give me yourself before you're worthy to receive. Drink all that water you can hold. Wash your face and cool your feet. Leave that bottle full for others.
Thank you kindly, desert bee. Drink all the water you can hold. Wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others.
Thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
I-ho, why should I be grieving? Why should I be grieving? Stormy clouds are even. Stormy clouds will leave.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
Rainbow, rainbow.
Cool and clean.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
Rainbow, rainbow.
I saw him throw his lariat, a braided lightning strand. I saw him catch those angry clouds and burn them with his brand. Hungry cattle grazing, hungry cattle grazing.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
Rainbow, rainbow. I saw him throw his lariat, a braided lightning strand. I saw him catch those angry clouds and burn them with his brand. Hungry cattle grazing, hungry cattle grazing.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
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 And we'll say,
hello to friends who've said goodbye. When we find that long-lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away, in the sky.
Quit my job to leave this city far behind. I'm all through with trouble and strife. Haven't got a thing to show for what I've done in my life. But I'm not poor, I'm traveling light. I've got the blue sky above me, a good pony between my knees. Everything I own, I carry on my back. That's all a cowboy ever needs. I'm riding high, white, and handsome again, just like the wind. I'm traveling light. Roam wild and free. Now that's living right. And to lay beneath the stars at night, wait for the moon to rise. Just like him, I'm traveling light. I've got the blue sky above me, a good pony between my knees. Everything I own, I carry on my back. That's all a cowboy ever needs. I'm riding high, white, and handsome again, just like the wind. I'm traveling light. West, never looking back, I'll say so long to big city lights. And I won't rein my pony in till the feeling is right. Adios, I'm traveling light. I've got the blue sky above me, a good pony between my knees. Everything I own, I carry on my back. That's all a cowboy ever needs. And I'm riding high, white, and handsome again, just like the wind. I'm traveling light, like the wind. I'm traveling
our old friend R.W. Hampton with one of his most popular early recordings, titled Travelin' Light. And we heard from Eddie Dean, the golden singing cowboy, with High Bussy and the Frontiersman backing him up on a Western classic. There's a Gold Mine in the Sky. That's from the mid-1950s, and it's a very rare recording, unfortunately. Then we heard The Boss is Hanging Out a Rainbow, by the Sons of the Pioneers from 1966. And we heard Desert Pete, featuring Doc Denning, with Ridin' High. You remember Jimmy Rogers from back in the 1950s? There was a Jimmy Rogers before this one. He was called the father of country music. Well, this one was a youngster, and he was a very popular singer with the rock and roll crowd. Well, he also liked Western music, and he had a beautiful voice. We'd like to feature him now on a song called Twilight on the Trail. This is the Jimmy Rogers that recorded the big hit Honeycomb.
Down the fence we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho, looks like rain and snow. Keep rolling, lazy longhorn, keep rolling. There's black clouds on our skies of blue. Keep moving, little dogies, keep moving. Where sunshine and bluegrass wait for you. Hi-ho, hi-ho, riding down the fence we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it looks like rain and snow. Keep rolling, lazy longhorn, keep rolling. Start romping and rolling home.
Gene Autry with Keep Rolling Lazy Longhorns. And just before Gene, we heard from Jimmy Rogers, the fellow who recorded Honeycomb and had such a big hit with it back in the 1950s. He sang a song that's very closely associated with Gene Autry. Some say Gene Autry has the definitive recording of Twilight on the Trail, although there are several really nice recordings of that great Western classic. Now let's listen to the Rainsmen.
From the crest of the mountain to the valleys below, through the deep dark blue canyons where the white waters flow, all nature is singing, her love song comes ringing, the call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home. The cry of the coyote, the flight of the dove, a bighorn of grazing on a ridge high above, where the timber is singing, a wild hawk is winging, the call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home. So I'll sing to the sky and the mountains so high, I'll sing to the rivers and streams, for their beauty is part of the song in my heart and a part of this wanderer's dream. For it's soon I'll be going where the cool breezes blow, across high mountain meadows where the clear waters flow, to the crest of the mountain to view nature's fountain, the call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home. So I'll sing to the sky and the mountain so high, I'll sing to the rivers and streams, for their beauty is part of this song in my heart and a part of this wanderer's dream. For it's soon I'll be going where the cool breezes blow, across high mountain meadows where the clear waters flow, to the crest of the mountain to view nature's fountain, the call of the canyon is beckoning me, calling me home, calling me home, calling me home.
You can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of me. There's no moonlight like the moonlight on the Rio Grande. No girl's as true as my sweet Rosalie. Though I may roam a million miles, I'll be yearning for the lone prairie. You can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of me.
Ariolo, Ariolo,
you can take me out of Texas, But you can't take Texas out of me. When I go away, I'm like a doggie gone astray, 'cause my heart has been branded with a T. Until you've seen the sky in Texas, you don't know how blue a sky can be. You can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of me.
Adiolo. You can't take Texas out of me.
Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers with You Can Take Me Out of Texas, But You Can't Take Texas Out of Me. The Rainsmen with Call of the Canyon. Yep, Call of the Canyon, but it's not the one you are probably familiar with. This one was written by one of the Rainsmen's own members, Dick Goodman, and it featured a vocal solo by Doc Denning. Gene Autry sang Keep Rollin' Lazy Longhorns, and Jimmy Rogers sang Twilight on the Trail. Now let's let legendary fiddler Harry Sims take us out with his rendition of a Texas fiddle classic, Ricketts Hornpipe, and he's accompanied here by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. Harry Sims, the legendary fiddler with Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, a fellow who also recorded on a number of sessions with Roy Rogers. And in the 1940s, he made at least one record with the Sons of the Pioneers. That's Harry Sims, one of the finest.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.